Page 35. Activity 1. Listening for appropriate expressions and intonation. Conversation 1. At the side of the road, a lost driver is asking a police officer for directions.
Pardon me, how do I get to the university library?
You make a U-turn, go back on Washington until you hit Jefferson, then make a right turn and it's the second white building on your left.
Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. You make a U-turn, go back on Washington until you hit Jefferson, about 3 blocks, then make a right turn and it's the second white building on your left.
You mean I turn around and stay on Washington until I get to Jefferson and then make a right?
Yeah, that's right.
And did you say it's a white building on the left?
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Did the lost driver ask for confirmation appropriately? Why or why not? Conversation 2. Here is a conversation between a professor and a student.
I didn't get the directions on the test. That's why I didn't do well.
Well, Tim, the directions say answer 1A, and then choose and answer 1B, 1C, or 1D.
Do you mean to say that we had to do A and then choose either B, C, or D?
Yes. You had a choice for the second half of the question.
Oh, okay.
Did the student respond appropriately? Why or why not? Conversation 3. Here is a similar conversation between the same professor and student.
Professor Thompson, I'm not sure I understand the directions on this test.
Well, Tim, the directions say answer 1A, and then choose and answer 1B, 1C, or 1D.
You mean that we all do 1A, but then we each could do any one of 1B, C, or D?
That's right, Tim.
Oh, now I see. Thank you.
How do you feel about this student's confirmation strategy? Conversation 4. In this conversation, a student is talking to an administrative assistant about the pre-registration procedure.
What do I do now?
You take that white sheet and the blue card. You fill out the white sheet with the courses you want. Then you have your advisor sign the white sheet and the blue card, and you turn them in to the first floor office in Building 4 and pay your fees.
You mean I've got to have my advisor sign both the sheet and the card, and then I've got to stand in line again?
How would you react if you were this administrative assistant? Conversation 5. Here is another conversation between the administrative assistant and the student.
Excuse me, could you tell me what I must do next to pre-register?
You take that white sheet and the blue card. You fill out the white sheet with the courses you want. Then you have your advisor sign the white sheet and the blue card, and you turn them into the first floor office in Building 4 and pay your fees.
I'm not sure I understand. Do you mean that the advisor must sign both forms, and that I take the forms to Building 4 and pay my fees there?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Thank you.
What is the main difference between conversations 4 and 5?